ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पारिधीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ शन्नो मित्रशं वरुणः शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
वी हैव सीन सृष्टि प्रक्रिया and we have to enter into panchakosha prakriya. Srishti prakriya is analysis of the srishtihi, and this, what is the significance of this srishti prakriya? The significance is this, that srishti prakriya clarifies, makes this definition of Brahman, Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This definition of Brahman is made clear by this Srishti Prakriya. How? So there are mantras. The Srishti Prakriya begins from here. तस्माद्वा एतस्मादात्मन आकाशः सम्भूतः आकाशाद्वायुः वायोरग्निः अग्नेरापः अभ्यः पृथिवी पृथिव्या ओषधयः ओषधेभ्योऽन्नम् अन्नात् पुरुषः सवायेश पुरुषो नरसमयः. सो अन्नात् पुरुषः टिल देन दिस इज सृष्टि प्रक्रिया. सो तस्मात् एतस्मात् तस्मात् मीन्स फ्रॉम दैट ब्रह्मन एंड विच इज नन अदर देन दिस आत्मा द सेल्फ. The nearest self, from this Brahman alone, Brahmatma alone, this universe has come into existence. So, when Upanishad presents this Srishti, he does not elaborately discusses many things. It gives a clue. It talks about how elements have come into existence, and from the elements, the vegetation has come into existence, and from the vegetation with the food, and food from the food alone, all the physical forms have come into existence. So annat purushaha, it implicitly presents srishti. That means what it conveys is all that you see here, the whole prapancha has come into existence from Brahman, which is this atma, Brahmatma. So from this, what is the lesson we have to understand? That is not said there. We have to derive our own lessons from this presentation. If the whole prapancha has come into existence from Brahman, Brahman is the karanam, jagat is the karyam. If Brahman is the karanam, jagat is the karyam, generally any karanam is inherent in the karyam. Therefore, Brahman is very much inherent in the prapanchaha. In fact, experience of knowledge of any effect is experience of the cause only. Therefore, when we are experiencing the jagat in five different forms as five different objects through five different senses, we are very much experiencing Brahman. If we are experiencing Brahman, how are we experiencing Brahman, the karanam, which is inseparably inherent in every object, everything that is here as part of this universe? We have to see the example. The gold is the karanam for the ornament, and wood is the karanam for the furniture, fabric is the karanam for the shirt, and in all these, clay is the karanam for any the clay pot. So in all these effects, such as ornament, pot, or fabric, sorry, shirt, or the furniture, in all of them, we see the cause exists. How does the cause exist in every effect? In what form does the cause exist in every effect? In what form does it express, the cause express itself in the effect? In what form do we find the cause in the effect? In what form do we find the cause? In every effect, the respective, the corresponding cause of the effect is found in the form of the existence of the effect. Gold is expressed, gold expresses itself in the form of the existence of the ornament. The wood, the cause expresses itself in the form of the existence of the furniture. The fabric expresses itself in the form of existence of the effect, the shirt. Therefore, the cause is always very much inherent, and it is found in the form of the existence, very existence of the effect, the name and form. How do we say the cause expresses itself in the form of existence of the effect? If we remove the cause from the effect, then immediately the effect will lose its existence. The effect will become non-existent. If we remove the gold, ornament will lose its existence. If we remove the wood, furniture will lose its existence. If we remove the fabric, shirt will lose its existence. Therefore, cause alone is in the form of the existence of the effect. Therefore, what is the lesson we understand when we analyze a given cause and the effect? Cause is inherent in the effect. Cause is inseparable from the effect, and especially material cause. And the cause is very much available for experience as the very existence of the effect. The cause is found in the form of existence of the effect alone. Therefore, Brahman, if Brahman is the Jagat Karanam, Jagat is the Brahma Karyam effect, then Brahman also is in the form of, must be in the form of what? Is in the form of existence of the universe. So then we are experiencing Brahman, the existence of the universe. As when we are experiencing any object, anything in the world. And what is that existence? what is that existence we are experiencing as the existence of anything? When we say form is, and the form plus existence. Form is means what? Existence, form which is a given object which is existent, enjoys existence. Form is means form has existence. Existence is. Forms existence. Sound is means sounds existence. Smell is smells existence. Taste is tastes existence. Space, time, spaces, time is space existence, time existence. Elements are elements existence. Elementals are elementals existence. Therefore, existence is very much inherent in every object which is existent. That existence is Brahman. But we are, when we are experiencing Brahman, we are experiencing Brahman as the existence of an object. We never experience, we cannot experience Brahman, the existence, without what? No, any object. If without the object, what will be existence is pure existence. For example, when you say universe is, universe plus existence. The word E stands for isness is what? Existence. Without the universe, can I experience Brahman, the existence, the pure existence? No. We can never experience pure existence. Why? Because experience is not an object of experience, not available for objectification. Therefore, what do we say here? This existence. What is this existence? If you understand that existence is, in fact, consciousness. How do we say existence is consciousness? Because existence of any object presupposes the conscious knowledge of that object. To talk about the existence of any given thing, one must be conscious of that given thing. So being aware of the existence of, one cannot talk about the existence of a given thing. There is a car. When you say, you are aware of the car being there. This is yellow color. When you say, you are aware of the color. You are conscious of the color. So pre-existence, space existence presupposes space knowledge. Time existence presupposes time knowledge. Form existence presupposes form knowledge. Taste existence presupposes taste knowledge. Sound existence presupposes sound knowledge. Is it English or Tamil or Sanskritam? The knowledge of the given language presupposes, existence of the given knowledge presupposes knowledge of the given language. Therefore, existence presupposes what? Knowledge. Pure existence presupposes pure knowledge. And pure knowledge is otherwise what? Pure consciousness. Therefore, existence is consciousness. And consciousness is not an object. If it is not an object, then where is it available? How to know that, isn't it? That consciousness is available for recognition one's own mind as the very self. Existence is consciousness. And this existence which is consciousness is what? No. One, it is all pervasive, it is untouched, and it is independent. and it is so eternal, it is nityatvat, due to its eternity, it is timeless. It is time-wise limitless. Due to its all-pervasiveness, it is spatially limitless. Due to its secondlessness, there is no second consciousness existence is not there. Only one consciousness existence. Due to its secondlessness and due to its nature of being non-dual, it is anantam. Okay? Nityatvat kalataha aparichinnam. Sarvavyapakatvat sarvagatatvat deshataha aparichinnam. Advayatvat advitiyatvat vastutaha aparichinnam. Due to its timelessness, it is time-wise limitless. Due to its all-pervasiveness, it is spatially limitless. Due to its secondlessness and being non-dual, it is object-wise also limitless. Therefore, satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma. Sat, we have already seen the meaning very clear. So, that satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma, in reality, the Brahman, the truth of the universe, is of the nature of limitless consciousness existence, is consciousness existence which is of the nature of limitlessness. That is made clear by this Srishti Prakriya. But Srishti Prakriya does not make it clear explicitly, and we have to derive the corollary from this. Is it clear? Thereafter, so this is the Srishti Prakriya presents the answer for this question. What is Brahman? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Anantam Brahman is the brief answer for this question. And the Srishti Prakriya is what now? As actually gives an elaborate answer for that question. Now the next question is what? How to know Brahman? For which the Vritti Vakyam says what? Yo vedanihi tanguhayam parame vyoman. That Brahman, the consciousness existence, is available for, even though it is all pervasive, it is time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless, it is everywhere, always, still, it is available for recognition only in one's own mind as the very self. That is said, as a briefly said in the Vritti Vakyam, Guhayam Nihitam. But here, again, how to know Brahman? For that question, it is available for recognition in one's own mind as pure consciousness, for which there is elaborate answer given. Okay, Vyakhyanam I said. And how to know Brahman, for that question, the elaborate answer is given through Srishti, through the Panchakosha Prakriya. Not Srishti Prakriya, Panchakosha Prakriya. What is Brahman for which you get Srishti Prakriya is used? And how to know Brahman for which you have Panchakosha Prakriya? Okay, this is the last class lesson. I'm coming to it now. The Srishti Prakriya begins here. Sorry, Panchakosha Prakriya begins. Savayesha Purusho Narasamayaha. Tasyedameva Shiraha. Ayam Dakshinav Pakshaha.
Ayam Dakshinav Pakshaha.
Ayam Uttarav Pakshaha.
Ayam Uttarav Pakshaha.
Ayam Atma.
Ayam Atma.
Idam Puccham Pratishtha.
Idam Puccham Pratishtha.
Tadapyesha Sloko Bhavati.
Tadapyesha Sloko Bhavati.
See, the Panchakosha Prakriya, the method of analyzing the five layers of personality. Koshaha should be understood as the anatma. Anatma, which cannot cover the atma, but which seems to be, which is like a cover, is seemingly covering the atma, is said to be what now? Koshaha. So each layer of personality is is looked upon as the kosha here. So pancha koshaha. And here, as I told you earlier, this physical body is the first layer of personality. And it is the grossest, it's a product of gross matter. And here, the attention of the mind, now what do we have to know? We have to arrive at pure consciousness existence. And which is the subtlest, abstract, most abstract reality. And here we have to, the mind has to go from the grossest physical body to the subtlest consciousness existence. The gap between the atma, the consciousness, and the mind is like what? Like the peak and the peak of the mountain and the bottom of the mountain. Not the distance, not time distance or spatial distance. It's because to go from something subtlest, grossest to subtlest means it's a big leap. It is like jumping from the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain. One leap, isn't it? Why? Because there's no distance. Time distance is not there between Atma and the physical body. There's no spatial distance between Atma and the physical body. But still, then what is the gap then? What is the distance then? Because here, it is like for the mind to move from, attrition of the mind to go from the body to the consciousness is like a leap. Therefore, Upanishad has to introduce intermediary steps so that we will not fall and break our, cause any damage to our system. We had to go step by step. So it is like climbing onto a mountain and having proper staircase. If there is a staircase and you can carefully put your step on each step you can put and carefully walk and effortlessly, easily, without any difficulty, you can reach the top without leaping. So Upanishad also presents this what now? That's why it's also like the sopana prakriya. It is like the staircase prakriya, Swamiji says. It is like the staircase. You climb on and reach the top place. Reach the peak. So first it starts with what now? And when we climb also, we don't just rush there. Just rush from each step to step. You don't rush there. Very carefully. When you start placing your first step, how do you place? Your first step, even though in your mind you remember, when you climb on to in your house also, when you want to go upstairs to the bedroom or to the other room to take something important, your goal is what? To go up to your room and bring something from your cupboard. But how do you climb? If that is the goal, you remember that. But you don't rush. Every step becomes what now? View becomes a goal first. You first take the first step as the goal. First step is your destination. Every step, when you put, each step becomes a destination. Then you carefully lift your foot and place the foot there, and you lift the other foot and place it there, and you see that you are not wobbling there, you are firm, then you lift your other step, other foot, again you put it on the next step. Only when you having reached the first step, then when you move on to the second step, then the second step becomes a means, okay? First, the next step becomes the goal. Initially, you take every step as the goal first. Then when you move on to the next step, the previous step becomes the means. Similarly, here also, we are not in a hurry. We should not rush here. Every layer of personality has to be understood well. You go to first, you take, that is the idea it is presented. And Upanishad starts with what now? This physical body. This is a gross body. We all know this gross physical body is the product of gross matter. We don't need to worry about the Maya now. We don't need to think of the subtle elements now. We don't need to think of subtle other aspects now. We all know very well gross matter. Gross matter means it's a constituent of five gross elements. Five gross elements, grossified elements, constitute the gross matter. How the gross matter has come into existence, that we will not see now. We all know very well the tamasic aspect of the elements got combined. Then we have now the gross elements. The gross space, gross air, gross fire, gross water, gross earth, all these elements alone, what now, constitute the gross matter. And from the earth, gross earth alone, these plants have come into existence. And from the plant we get the food, and the food is modified form of the plants, and the plants are modified form of the earth, and the physical body is modified form of the food. Therefore, physical body's original cause is what? Gross matter. We don't think of other matter, okay? We just take this much. Modified form of the gross matter. Which we say here, Upanishad presents here. And this gross physical body also what now consists of five features. What are the five features which constitute this gross body? Upanishad has its own way of presenting the features. We can say, we have our own way of saying hands, legs, thighs, etc. Upanishad presents in its own language. We see here.
Sava yesha purusho narasamayah.
Sava yesha purusho narasamayah.
So here, sahava yeshaha purushaha anarasamayah. This human body, dehaha, is what this human body, saha yeshaha purushaha anarasamayah. Anarasamayah means what? This physical body is the modified form of the essence of the food. That you know very well. Pur anna rasamayaha. Therefore, this is product of the food. He says, tasyedame
vashiraha.
The teacher must be showing as he is teaching. Tasya anna rasamayasya. When you say anna rasamayaha, you have to remember anna rasamayaha. Annam, when you say rasamayaha, anna rasamayaha, it is a product of food. Anna mayaha, annam. What is annam and the anna mayaha? You say annam, it is the cause. Anna mayaha means product. Product of the annam. It is like saying wood. Woodmayaha, swarnam swarnamayaha, fabric fabricmayaha, jalam jalamayaha. Jalam is the cause, jalamayaha samudraha effect. The maya affix maya indicates what? The effect. the object being a product of something, the cause. Therefore, we say annamayaha. So we have to understand annam. So annarasamayaha. Then tasyedame vashiraha. Tasya idam eva shiraha. Tasya annarasamayasya. What is annarasamayaha? Sthuladehaha. I am sthuladehaha. This gross physical body is the annarasamayaha. This is the first layer of personality we are first analyzing now. Actually, we are analyzing each layer of personality individually, separately. This annarasamayaha and then asya, idam eva shiraha. The teacher must be showing like idam eva shiraha, like kindergarten class. This is the head. Like, you know, like that. Idam eva shiraha. This is the head, which is what now? Which is above the shoulders. And I am dakshina pakshaha. Pakshaha means wing. This is the dakshina pakshaha. This is like the right wing. This is the right portion of the that annarasamayaha. And this is the I am uttara pakshaha. This is the left side of this annarasamayaha. Then I am atma. This I am atma, we have the central portion, which is from below the neck until the hip. This part forms what? Atma. I said meant by the word atma means the trunk of the body. Idam puccham pratishtha. The pratishtha means support. And idam puccham means what? The portion below the hip till the feet is what? Is the puccham, is which is like a tail, isn't it? Not tail, which is like a tail, which is like for the support, which is the support. So five features: shiraha, dakshina pakshaha, uttara pakshaha, atma, puccham. Isn't it? So head, right wing, left wing, trunk and pratishta, support. These are the five features. So he says here, so pratishta ta idam puccham pratishta tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Now what happens? Idam puccham pratishta, till then. Oh, this is Upanishad talks about the gross body. How, what does it say? Upanishad, this gross physical body, which is the modified form of food essence, is what? Actually, the product of the food consists of five features. That is fine. Thereafter, what is this gross body? What is this physical body? It is annarasamayaha. If it is annamayaha dehaha, so what must be the cause of the physical body? Annam is the karanam, annarasamayaha is the effect. Again, we have to, between the annam and the annamayaha, what is the connection? Karanakarya sambandha. Karanakarya sambandha, have to remember this again. Karanakarya sambandha is between like jalam and the samudraha. There is jalam, jalamayaha, samudraha. Annam, annamayaha, dehaha. Therefore, this annamayaha, dehaha, what is this? Now Upanishad actually wants us to think about, visualize this gross physical body. Actually, not the gross physical body. Look at this. Upanishad want first analyzes the what, this physical body, and for which analysis this Taittiriya Upanishad quotes a mantra from the Rigveda again. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Tadapi, regarding this annamaya deha. Regarding this annamayaha dehaha, regarding this gross physical body, the product of food, what it says here, you know, yeshaha shlokaha bhavati. Yeshaha shlokaha means this mantra. Shlokaha here means this rig mantra is there. Okay, this Rig Mantra, the following Rig Mantra states this. Regarding what? Regarding this physical body, gross body. What does the Rig Mantra talk about or say about this gross body? We see here. So, the first Anuvakaha is over now. In the second Valli, first Anuvakaha is over, and the second Anuvaka begins with the Rig Mantra, which talks about the Sthula Dehaha, Annamayaha Dehaha. Anna dvai praja prajayante, Anna dvai praja prajayante. Yahkascha prithivigashritaha atho anne naiva jivanti, atho anne naiva jivanti, athainadapiyantyantatah annagam hi bhutanam jeshtam,
annagam hi bhutanam jeshtam,
tasmat sarvoshadhamuchyate,
tasmat sarvoshadhamuchyate,
tasmat sarvoshadhamuchyate,
tasmat sarvoshadhamuchyate,
sarvam vai,
tenamapnuvanti,
yenam brahmopasate,
yenam brahmopasate,
annagam hi bhutanam jeshtam,
annagam hi bhutanam jeshtam,
tasmat sarvoshadhamuchyate,
sarvoshadhamuchyate,
annat bhutani jayante,
annat bhutani jayante,
jatanyanena vardhante,
jatanyanena vardhante,
adyateti cha bhutani,
adyateti cha bhutani,
tasmadannam,
tasmadannam,
taduchyata iti,
taduchyata iti.
Till then we have what now? Anna maya dehatmanaha vicharaha. Till then, we analyze the gross physical body. How do we analyze the gross physical body? Look at this. You have to remember, itil, iti, all these are from Rig Veda. This is a mantra quoted by Taittiriya Upanishad from the Rig Veda, which discusses the, what now, physical body. So, and here, annat, annam, we are so much used to the word annam means only food that we eat. But here you have to remember, annam in this context means the gross matter, constituent of five gross elements. So, the gross matter, constituent of five gross elements, which is also called what now? This is a total gross matter. It is also called what? Virat. The total gross matter is also known by the term Virat. So, annam here means the total gross matter. Why gross matter is called annam? Because the food we eat is annam, and the food we eat is nothing but modified form of plants, and the plants are nothing but modified form of the earth only. And earth is what? Nothing but part of the gross matter. Therefore, the gross matter also is called annam. Annath vai. Annath vai prajaha prajayante. Prajayante means are born. And what are born? The physical bodies. Prajaha literally means citizen, and prajaha here means what? Prajaha, anything born is praja. But here prajaha means physical bodies. Annamaya dehaha. Annamayaha dehaha. The food, physical bodies which are products of food are originally born of annam, the gross matter. The gross matter alone what got converted into these life physical bodies. These physical bodies are born of the gross matter. Annat vai prajaha prajayante. Prajaha, gross bodies. Prajayante are born. Annat from the gross matter. Okay. Then not only the human physical bodies. Yaha kaha cha prithivim ashritaha. Yaha kaha cha prithivim ashritaha means whatever live physical forms, whatever physical forms are available, prevailing on this earth, in this world, all the physical bodies, all physical forms of all species, also what now? Born of this annam, the gross matter alone. You have to remember here, annam means the gross matter. So, yaha, kaha, whatever, whichever, prithivim, ashritaha, now which are prevailing on this earth, all those physical forms are, physical bodies are born of this gross matter alone. Not only they are born of the gross matter, they are also sustained by, they survive by the gross matter only. Annena eva jivanti. Annena ataha. Annena eva jivanti. They survive also by the gross matter only. Immediately we should not ask, we are not eating gross matter directly. We are not eating. No, when our physical bodies need what? Whatever we need, whether we need chemicals, minerals, all of them are there. But how? From the gross matter has all that body has. But it has to be converted into edible, consumable form. Suppose the magnesium, potassium, calcium that we need for the body, has to, we can't go and straight away buy chemicals and then eat like that. But we had what they converted into the plant form, and from the plants, all that we body needs has to come here. Therefore, what we say here, annena eva jivanti means all these physical bodies survive or sustained by what? By this gross matter alone in the form of food. Therefore, annena eva jivanti. Therefore, what do we have to remember here? This gross matter is the what now? Karanam. Srishti karanam. Srishti karanam means what? The source of creation of the physical bodies. అన్నేన ఏవ జీవంతి మీన్స్ ది సర్వైవ్ బై ది గ్రాస్ మ్యాటర్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ వెన్ యు సే దిస్ అన్నం ది గ్రాస్ మ్యాటర్ బికమ్స్ ది స్థితి కారణం దెన్ అథ ఏనత్ అపియంతి అథ దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది డెత్ ఆల్సో దీస్ గ్రాస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీస్ వాట్ ది దే రిటర్న్ టు ఏనత్ దిస్ గ్రాస్ మ్యాటర్ ఓన్లీ ఏనత్ మీన్స్ దిస్ గ్రాస్ మ్యాటర్ అపియంతి మీన్స్ వాట్ ది రిటర్న్ ది రిజాల్వ్ ది ఆఫ్టర్ ది డెత్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఫార్మ్ దిస్ బాడీస్ ఆర్ డిస్పోజ్డ్ ఇదర్ క్రిమేటెడ్ ఆర్ బరీడ్ ఆర్ జస్ట్ థ్రోన్ సమ్వేర్ whatever form it is disposed still all the physical bodies finally they get disintegrated and then they return they become one with what disintegrated and they go back to their original state what no all they become elements only elements and chemicals yenat apiyanti yenat means this gross matter అపియంతి ది రిటర్న్ టు ది గ్రాస్ మ్యాటర్ ది ఒరిజినల్ స్టేటస్ ఓన్లీ ఒరిజినల్ స్టేట్ దే రిటర్న్ అది స్టేటస్ స్టేట్ ఏనత్ అపియంతి అథ ఏనత్ అపియంతి అంతతః ఫైనలీ ఆఫ్టర్ ది డెత్ ఆల్సో దిస్ బాడీస్ గో బ్యాక్ టు దేర్ ఒరిజినల్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ గ్రాస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ అండ్ కెమికల్స్ ఏనత్ అపియంతి దేర్ఫోర్ రిజాల్వ్ బ్యాక్ టు దిస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ గ్రాస్ మ్యాటర్ మీన్స్ దిస్ అన్నం ది గ్రాస్ మ్యాటర్ ఈస్ ది సృష్టి కారణం అన్నం ది గ్రాస్ మ్యాటర్ ఈస్ ది స్థితి కారణం అన్నం ది గ్రాస్ మ్యాటర్ ఈస్ ది లయ కారణం ఆల్సో సృష్టి స్థితి లయ కారణం ఆఫ్ ది ఫిజికల్ బాడీస్ ఈస్ వాట్ అన్నం ది గ్రాస్ మ్యాటర్ Don't think of food now, okay? I am talking about the gross matter because annam should be understood as the virat here. What is the gross matter? These five gross elements which constitute the gross matter alone is this entire gross universe. This entire gross universe is nothing but what? Gross matter only. Now, what about this physical body? This is also gross matter only. Modified form of gross matter. Therefore, he says, so what? And here, Upanishad glorifies this annam, the gross matter. Why gross matter has to be glorified? Because Upanishad expects us to visualize the fact, visualize this annam Brahma. Annam Brahma is what now? This gross matter is. This gross matter is the cause of all the gross universe, all the gross objects here, gross bodies here, is presented, again discussed here. Look at this. Virat is the total gross matter. And Annamayaha is what now? Vyashti Dehaha. Annam Virat is the Samashtihi. Is the macrocosm. And here, Annamayaha Dehaha is what now? Vishvaha. Annamayaha Dehaha Vishvaha. The Vyashti Dehaha. Individual body. Isn't it? And we have to see the both are, they seem to be different, isn't it? Annamayaha Dehaha and then Annam Brahma. Gross matter and the material physical body. Actually, essentially they are one. Like what is the ocean and the wave are essentially one. Like the whole gross universe and the gross physical body are essentially one. Yes, gross matter and the gross body are essentially one. Are they two different things? essentially one. What elements and the physical body, what are they? Essentially one. What about the gross universe and the gross body? Essentially one. So essentially they are one. Relatively they seem to be different. Therefore, Upanishad presents here, and because this Annamayaha is a product of Annam, the gross matter, and Annam, the gross matter, is the cause, Annam, the gross matter, is preeminent. What should have been there first? First, the goldsmith should have the gold, and then only the chain can come into existence. The effect is always has a second place, cause has the first place. What is preeminent here? What is primordial here? Cause is prior to the effect. Therefore, he says, Annam Brahma, this gross matter, which alone is the home of the gross universe, is what now? Bhutanam Jeshtam. Jeshtam. Annagam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Annagam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Jeshtam means preeminent. It is prior. It is foremost of all the gross material products. Gross matter is the foremost primordial cause of all the gross material products. Of all the physical bodies. What is prior to the physical body? Gross matter only. Therefore here, Bhutanam Jeshtam. So in these two lines, we understand here, Upanishad presents Annam, the gross matter, as the cause of all the physical bodies, gross elemental products. Then, Annam is the jeshtam. Annam, the gross matter, is what now? The primordial cause of the being primordial. It is the preeminent prior to the other elemental products, the physical bodies. Therefore, two things we have to understand. These are glories of Annam Brahma. What is Annam? Karanam. First glory. What is second glory? It is jeshtam. It is superior. It is primordial to the other bodies. Therefore, jeshtam, karanatvam and jeshtatvam. Two glories. Then third one. Tasmat sarvoshadhamuchyate. Tasmat sarvoshadhamuchyate. Before we go here, we have to understand this Annam is also what? Brahma. This Annam, the gross matter. Please remember, don't think of anything else. You have to be with me. This what is, we are now, we have lifted our foot and placed in the first step, and now we are analyzing. We are not thinking of anything else. Upanishad expects now we are not seeing the Annamayaha as Koshaha. We are taking the Annamayaha as the Atma. What is the self for us now? This Annamayaha Deha is the Atma. First, we have to take the body as the Atma, analyze, understand, then we will go to the next layer of personality, then only we negate this as Kosha. Now, what is it as we are analyzing? Annamayaha Deha is the Atma or the Koshaha? Atma. Annamaya Deha is the Atma. So Upanishad knows already, effortlessly, without any difficulty, we are taking the Deha as the Atma. So Upanishad finds it easy. Abba, it is, I can easily help you take the body as the Atma, and I can start from here, wherever you are. It is easy for the Upanishad to make us understand, Annamaya Deha, body is the Atma. Upanishad doesn't need to work very hard to make us understand Deha is the Atma. We already have that understanding. Body is the Atma. Therefore, Upanishad says what now? Upanishad also presents, this body is the Atma. Upanishad starts with the body as the Atma. It has not yet negated. Please understand, it has not yet been converted into Kosha, Anatma. Okay, it is still accepted as the Atma. And this Annamayaha Dehaha Annamaya Atma, this deha, physical body, is what now? Actually, being the product of Annam, Annam being the Karanam, Annam enjoys what now? Karanatvam. Then Annam is what now? Because it is the Karanam, Annam pervades the Annamayaha. Annam, cause always pervades the effect. If Annam the cause, the gross matter, pervades all the Annamaya Dehaha. Therefore, what now? It is all pervasive, and all pervasive is Brahman. We are talking about Satyamyam Anantam Brahma. We have to understand what is Brahman? Big is Brahman. What is big? Anything which pervades all pervasive is big. All pervasive is Brahman is equal to big. Big means all pervasive is big. Understand? All pervasive means what pervades all? Cause alone pervades all the effects. And the gross matter, Annam being the cause, and the Annam Mayaha Dehaha being the effects, Annam, the gross matter, is all pervasive. Therefore, Annam is what now? Brahma. Gross matter is Brahma. Now, the third glory. What does the gross matter have? What is the new glory it has? Brahmatvam. Annagam. It's also Jeshtam. It is before the effects. Jeshtatvam, then Brahmatvam is the third glory. Now one more glory we'll see. Annagam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Bhutanam jeshtam. Tasmat sarvoshadhamuchyate.
Tasmat sarvoshadhamuchyate.
Tasmat, therefore also what now? Sarva oshadham uchyate. This Annam Brahma, the gross matter, cause of all the gross material physical bodies, which is prior to all the physical bodies, which is all being all pervasive, which is also Brahma, which is big, and that Brahma, Karanam, this Annam Brahma is also what? Said to be Voshadham. Voshadhatvam. Why it is called Goshadham? Why Annam, gross matter, is called Voshadham? See, this Voshaha has come from the root Vush. Vush. Not, when we say Vush, we ask children not to make a noise. In India we say whoosh, whoosh. That becomes a big noise. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Is it? Whoosh. There's another verb also. Ushati means resides. But here, from this ushati means to burn. To burn. So anything which burns is what? Voshaha. Whoosh is equal to what? To burn. And ushati is the verb. So anything which burns is what? Voshaha. And fire burns. Therefore fire is what known by the word? Voshaha. So voshaha means fire. And fire is of two types. Now there is bahyagnihi. Outside your physical body there is fire. Which burnt, we saw during riots what it did. That is gross fire. But there is fire in all our tummies also. That is why you cannot concentrate if it keep talking after some time. That fire inside the stomach is what now? Jataragnihi. Jataram means a tummy. So Jataragni means what? The digestive fire existing in our stomach is called Jataragnihi. Otherwise called what? Samana Agnihi. Otherwise called Vaishvanaraha. Vaishvanaraha, Jataragnihi, Samana Agnihi is the fire inside your stomach. Understand? And that is what? All our digestive fire. We have all the acids in our stomach. What now? We have to feed, appease the hunger. Okay, hunger is the digestive fire here. Since hunger is there, if we do not give oblations to this digestive fire in the form of food, then what will do? It will start burning. It will start eating up our inner layers, lining of the stomach. That is how we get what? Acidity, the problems. Ulcers are what? Colitis, it goes to different degrees of burning, isn't it? All sorts of problems. So, the digestive fire is there and it has to be fed. And what is that which keeps this digestive fire appeased? Food. And that food is what? Actually plants. And plants are what? Actually grass matter. Therefore, the annam alone, in the form, being converted into plants and again being converted into food, and appeases this digestive fire and keeps the digestive fire quenched also. Therefore, what now? That is, it extinguishes the fire. Therefore, dhayati means extinguishes, removes. Okay, vosham dhayati iti voshadham. That annam, the grass matter, in the form of food, extinguishes the digestive fire in the stomach. Therefore, it's called what? Voshadham. Have you got it?
Yeah.
So, who is the voshadham? Means what? Remover of the, is it extinguisher of the digestive fire? One appeaser, the quencher of the digestive fire, is the annam brahma, the gross matter. Therefore, annam brahma is also what is said to be voshadham. Vayitril irikkindra pasi ennum neruppai anaikkindra unava irikkindra parambarul. Can you say voshadham? Therefore, we have to say voshadham. So now if we have got this. The four glories have been, now Chaturvidha Vibhutayaha, four glories. Upanishad presents four glories of this annam brahma, the gross matter. What is it? Karanam. It is the cause, karanatvam. And it is what now? This annam brahma is the jeshtam. It is also what? Brahmatvam. It is big because all pervasiveness. Because of its all pervasiveness. And it's voshadam because it extinguishes the internal fire, digestive fire. Is it clear now? Therefore, voshadatvam. And why Upanishad talks about the glories of this annam brahma here? We have to understand this annam brahma, annam, the gross matter alone, is this gross physical body. Essentially, this gross physical body, Vishvaha, Annamayaha, Dehaha, and Annam, Brahma, the Virat, are essentially one. Virat, the Annamaya, Virat, the gross matter, okay, macrocosm. Cosm and Vishvaha, the microcosm, the Annamayaha, Dehaha, are essentially one. What we had understand here is, what happens to this gross body? Atha yenat apiyanti. There's a sentence. Yenat apiyanti antataha means this physical body is born of the gross matter, survived by gross matter in the form of food. Again, after the death also, it gets disintegrated and becomes the gross matter alone. Is there a time when this physical body is not there at all? No. It is always there in the form of gross matter. Before the birth, it was gross matter. And during, after the birth, before the death, It's only for a temporary, isn't it? Temporarily, it's in a different form, and again it goes back to the original form. After the death also it is in the same form. Before the birth also the same form. In between it is in a different form. So what is birth? Birth also is matter existing in a different form. And what is death? Matter continues to exist in a different form. Therefore, death is only... What is death? Death is only change of form of the matter. Therefore, there is no such thing called death is not becoming non-existent. Death is continuing to exist in a different form. Not becoming non-existent. And this is within the realm of what? Law of nature. This continuity of the existence of the matter in different forms, before the birth in one form, after the birth in another form, after the death again into the original form, this continuity of the existence of matter in different forms is within the realm of law of nature. Therefore, essentially the Virat, the gross matter and the physical body, the total gross matter and the gross material physical body are essentially one and the same. Upanishad expects us to visualize this gross matter, expects us to meditate upon this gross matter. And to meditate upon the gross matter, how can I meditate upon the gross matter without knowing anything about the gross matter? No. You know the gross matter, what gross matter is. You know its glories. Chaturvidha vibhuti mat annam. It is endowed with four glories. Karnatvam, Jeshtatvam, Brahmatvam, Sarva Oshadhatvam. And the doubt comes, my mind, such a small mind, how can it visualize vast gross matter, macrocosm gross matter? It is not possible. That is why we need to have an alambanam. What is meditation? Is always Utkrishta vastunaha nikrishta vastuni arupaha. Understand? You have something ordinary, small, tiny one for something very big. Understand? You see, visualize something big upon something small. The Lord of the laws, all the groups of beings, no, we have what, such a small alambanam. Look at this. Ganesha sitting there. This is an alambanam for the Lord of all the groups. Gananam patihi. Groups of beings. Like that, we always, for something big, we need something small. Utkrishta vastunaha. Isn't it? We need what now? Nikrishta vastuni aropaha. You see something ordinary, something big in something very ordinary. That's what is meditation. Visualization. So how can I think of, now where are we? Don't forget. We are analyzing Annamaya Atma. We have not yet negated as the kosha. Only when you know it is anatma, then it becomes a kosha. Now we are analyzing the annamaya dehaha. Annamaya, and we are accepting it as the atma, the self. This is the goal of us. So what is that we have? The symbol. How can I meditate upon the gross matter? My God. One, gross space, gross air, gross fire, and gross water, gross earth. Even one element I cannot visualize. All the gross elements together constitute the gross matter. And the gross elementals also, together, the whole macrocosm, Virat, how can I visualize upon this? Visualize, meditate upon this Annam Brahma. Therefore, Upanishad says, come on, have an alambanam. What is the alambanam? Your own gross physical body is an alambanam for Vishvaha, Annamayaha Dehaha, should be taken as an alambanam for Annam Brahma, the total gross matter. Is it clear? I think you need a break now. Okay. Om. Please go and have some tea and come back. I think it'll be fine.